From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. News time is 7:30. Good morning. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker's bid for a second term in office did not result in an election that could be described as a nail-biter. In fact, with no serious opponent in the race, the incumbent took 75% of the vote Tuesday. So what can we expect to see during his second term? Mayor Becker joins me live on the phone this morning to discuss his plans. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you again, Jeff.
Mayor, do you see these election results as a sort of mandate from voters that they support your policies?
Well, it certainly is an affirmation, I think, of the proactive approach we've taken to move our city forward in a whole variety of ways. And I think of the way that my administration has governed by engaging the community in decisions and working through tough issues and trying to find consensus wherever we can.
And so, Mayor, during your first term, you had bipartisan initiatives like the non-discrimination ordinance, but you also had some divisive plans like the Parley's Historic Nature Park changes. Do you think you've done as best as you could during these first 4 years in trying to keep all residents of the city satisfied?
Well, there are always going to be some controversial issues out there, and I'm not going to shy away from those in our community. Some of those get dropped in my lap, and certainly things like the Parley's Park, and we could go through a number of other things that are just issues and matters that need to be taken up in the course of the city's business and decisions. And we did with the city council what we thought was best for that park. And I always intend, as long as I'm in office and representing Salt Lake City and working for Salt Lake City, to look hard at issues, to judge them on their merits, to work and engage people in decisions, and then to arrive at the best decisions we can. And consensus is always my preference. But in a case like Parley's, we had some very strongly held opinions by one group in particular that they weren't willing to really budge very much, and we had to look out for water quality there. So We came up with what we thought was a very good result going forward, and I think that's proving itself out.
And, Mayor, what do you think you've learned during your first term from issues like the public safety building on Library Square controversy or perhaps the oil spill disaster that could make you a better mayor in your second term?
Well, experience for any of us who go into a new job is enormously beneficial. Certainly, I think it's been helpful to try to be prepared for any eventuality as much as possible, but who would have predicted 2 oil spills? Who would have predicted a number of the things that have come our way in the city? And my approach is to try to calmly assess situations in sort of a crisis situation like we faced with the oil spills, try to get the best information we can, try to share that information in a transparent way with our public, and make the best decisions we could. And we were fortunate that we have superb people working for Salt Lake City. We were able to engage other jurisdictions, the county, the state, the federal agencies, and do the best we could under difficult circumstances. I think going forward, my belief is that we have shown and the public has affirmed that being proactive to move our city forward is what folks want and expect in our community, and that at the same time they want a mayor that will govern in a way that will engage the community and try to achieve the best results with the community. And I intend to continue in that vein, and certainly there'll be new initiatives coming up that people can expect in the next term and working with our city council. But my governing approach will continue as it has.
So what would you say is your top priority for the next 4 years, Mayor Becker? Is it the Utah Performing Arts Center, the proposed Broadway-style theater, or is it something else?
Well, certainly there are a variety of initiatives we'll see, and I tend to think that there are things that we need to accomplish as a city in a whole variety of areas. Certainly one of them is continuing to take advantage of this renewed vitality downtown and vibrancy. Performing Arts Center, I think, will add immeasurably to that. With the opening of City Creek next spring, we need to capitalize on that success. But We need to continue to make progress in areas of social justice so people realize that this is a community that welcomes people and protects everyone's rights and wants folks to have equal opportunities, that we want to protect our neighborhoods, that we want a livable and green city, that we want a transportation system that is balanced and gives multiple ways for people to get around in a comfortable and convenient way, and that we promote and support our public education system so every child has an opportunity to succeed. And I intend to work, as I have in my first term, across the board in a number of ways that I hope will reflect well on the city.
And finally, Mayor Becker, our time is very short, but what do you think of the fact that voters decided not to reelect two incumbents on the city council, Van Turner, who's been in office for 12 years, and J.T. Martin, who is in office on the east side for one term?
Well, those were two very different races and campaigns. Van Turner has served his neighborhood exceptionally well. He's been a devoted advocate for the Glendale, Poplar Grove areas for his 12 years. But that is a changing neighborhood. It's changed a lot and will continue to change. And I think Kyle LaMalfa ran a terrific race. He connected and engaged people who have not been as involved in the politics of this city. And so that was one kind of situation where I think we saw someone new who entered the race, who brought some new energy and new ideas, and people in that district were obviously ready for a change. In the East Side precinct that J.T. Martin has been representing, I think it was a very different situation. J.T., in my view, has been a terrific city council member, certainly for me to work with, and worked extremely hard and thoughtfully through issues. But he also was a lightning rod. Sometimes he would say things that would get people fired up, including people in his own district. And that is a very difficult situation for a local representative to take on. Charlie Luke, who I appointed to the Planning Commission, is a great guy. I've known Charlie a long time. And I think he'll serve the district well. But I think JT, unfortunately for him, was such a lightning rod for some of the challenging issues in his district that people were ready for a change there. And I think the city's going to be well served with Charlie. I think JT has actually done a superb job, and it's reflected by his peers electing him to be chair of the city council in his first term. So, you know, we'll see changes there. I think in both cases we have new people coming in who are very capable.
All right, we've been speaking with Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, who handily won a second term in office in last night's election. Mayor Becker, thank you very much for your time.
Jeff, have a good day. Thank you.
I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.